This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by Eric Solness from Enroll Wyoming. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Kate. Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Although you are with Enroll Wyoming, we're not really going to talk about what Enroll Wyoming has to offer and so on. You really wanted to just be part of bringing to people's attention some issues, some significant changes coming up, or already in hand, I should say.
Yes.
Regarding Medicaid and also KidCare CHIP
Correct.
Programs. And this is really important information, and maybe it's passed some people by. Maybe some people know about it already, but you said to me before that you are aware that quite a lot of people who probably should know this information
Yes.
don't. So thank you for sitting down and sharing more of this. And so it's to do with Medicaid and CHIP Care, KidCare CHIP program
Yes.
changes.
Yes,
what are they?
What are the changes?
Yes.
Well, the biggest change is to what has been a change, honestly. For the last 3 years, because of COVID, there's been a hiatus on the need to re-enroll in these programs. None of them are intended to be indefinite, but the annual re-enrollment process was frozen for the duration of the health emergency. And so folks who've been on Medicaid or KidCare CHIP in the last 3 years haven't had to do this.
So you haven't. So every year you just automatically just kind of got re-enrolled, you got
Yes.
folded back into the system, and you didn't really need to worry. So if you weren't opening your envelope with whatever it was that Mm-hmm. was coming to you, it didn't really matter.
Exactly. So you probably got trained to ignore those letters anyway, because it was a pretty sure thing. This was just the norm. And now that we're coming out of the pandemic, cross your fingers, knock on wood, people are now going back to what was seen as normal beforehand, which means you don't get to take this for granted anymore. they're going to go ahead and begin re-enrolling and cutting back, and trying to save some money. You've probably seen some references to this in national and local news that Medicaid is getting some cuts or changes. We're referring to this by lots of different terms, Medicaid unwinding or re-enrollment. In Wyoming, what this means is that starting in April, which is now last month, 1/12 of the population that is on Medicaid is being contacted each month by Wyoming Medicaid, by mail. They're being sent notices to advise them to re-enroll. And it's been years since this has happened. So since there's been no pattern of this kind of behavior, there's been lots of folks who have moved or don't know to look out for it or don't have accurate information.
Or have enrolled in a period where they Yeah. weren't used to enrolling
Exactly.
every year at some point.
And so the scary thing is we're estimating right now anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 people, which in Wyoming is... let's face it, it's half the state, to exaggerate,
Yeah.
Are likely to lose their coverage and not even know it.
Okay, so, and if you lose your coverage, you may not know until you end up with a health insurance bill. Maybe you have to go to the emergency Mm-hmm. room, or maybe you're just going for something routine and you think it was covered. And
suddenly you get the bill and Medicaid's not covering it anymore because you are no longer on Medicaid and you weren't aware of that fact. And so what we're encouraging folks to do is primarily just make sure that they are on the Medicaid system with current information for contact, both mail and phone number wise, and to make sure they're checking those letters if they're getting them. Not everyone is having anything to worry about here, but if you are someone who's at risk of losing this or just needing to re-enroll to keep what you have, it would be horrible to not be aware of that and miss your opportunity.
Okay, so we're encouraging people, you're encouraging people to call Medicaid, is that correct?
As long as your information is up to date and you know it is, if you know you get contact from Medicaid and you haven't moved or changed your number and you get those statements, you're fine. Just pay attention to what you get in the mail. But if there's any chance that you've moved or you're not up to date in their system, yes, either go to their webpage or call them directly.
Okay, and just make sure that you are enrolled in... I believe that enrollment kind of is for a 12-month period from the time that you enroll. So Mm-hmm. if you enrolled in March, then...
The time that you're approved, at least, yes.
Yes.
And if you're getting these notifications in the mail, you have 60 days before you would be without coverage. And so that's a fairly small window if you're not paying attention. I mean, I've sat on some mail for a few weeks, to my shame, in the past. And anyone that is losing their coverage, by the way, should know that they would qualify, hopefully, for a special enrollment period through the Marketplace Healthcare, which is what Enroll Wyoming ordinarily does.
So what is that? Explain what Marketplace Healthcare is. So if you find yourself in the unfortunate situation that you no longer qualify Mm-hmm. for Medicaid or KidCare CHIP and so on, what can you do? Do you just say, heck, I'm out of luck, I have no health insurance, or are there alternatives?
Well, you know, the alternative everyone hopes for is to have employer health care. But if you're not having that and you're losing your Medicaid, then the other option would be healthcare.gov is through the Affordable Care Act. That's the marketplace health insurance, where usually only during open enrollment towards the end of the year, folks can get on there and choose a healthcare plan and often get, you know, affordable or if not free coverage through that, depending on their own income. But because of the situation of losing healthcare, you would qualify for what's known as a special enrollment period. You wouldn't have to wait until autumn to enroll. We could help you out right now.
Okay, for what program?
Healthcare.gov, the Affordable Care Act, marketplace healthcare.
Okay, marketplace.
That would be what to look into if you're losing your Medicaid, or if you've lost your coverage through any other reasons. If you lost a job where you had coverage, or you've moved out of region, that would qualify you.
Okay, thank you. So it sounds very alarming for some people. You know, nobody wants to be in a position where you have to rely on Medicaid and and so on. But really, this is the moment to pay attention. And if you know somebody who's on Medicaid, you know, maybe share this information with them too.
Please. And that information, I have some numbers and web pages if I can share those.
Absolutely. Please do.
Fantastic.
And I'll put these, whatever you're going to tell me, I'll put these next to to this post so people don't need a pen to scribble them down.
If you're looking to call Medicaid directly, their number is 855-294-2127. Again, that's 294-2127. Or go to their webpage. That's WESystem, so WESYSTEM.YO.gov, so .YWO.GOV. That's how you contact Medicaid. And if you have any need to reach us at Enroll Wyoming, or frankly, even Medicaid or any other services, I would encourage the easiest number to have would be 211. They're a fantastic resource and partner, and they'll put you in touch with us or Medicaid or anyone else you're looking for.
Who is 211?
They're Wyoming's information service that has been a fantastic resource for any kind of crisis or resource necessary. They contact us regularly and put people in touch with us, but their list of services are so fantastic. I couldn't even begin to do them justice. Check out their webpage, Google them. They are fantastic. They're the best.
Well, that's a great resource to know about, too.
If so you only have one number, that's the number you should
211 is the number for you. And, yes. And Eric, of course, if this raises anybody's interest in their own healthcare insurance and they know that Medicaid is not a program for them for whatever reason, they can. You also operate across the five counties, Johnson, Sheridan, Campbell, Weston, and Crook counties, and you are also available to...
That's my personal territory, yes. If you were to call my number, it's 461-9572. But as an organization, we have people across the state, and there's more than one of us in this region now as well. So again, if you're not sure who to call, 211 is where you start.
Okay, thank you very much. And you know, I you know, we're talking about this to encourage people to kind of take action, not just leave it to chances.
Please,
it's a horrible situation to think you had coverage and then to find out that you haven't after the fact.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize if it's worst case scenario and 10,000 to 15,000 people in this state lose coverage without knowing it. We're sitting here in Buffalo right now, Wyoming, and this population of under 5,000. That's three Buffaloes just suddenly losing, having the rug pulled out from under them.
Yes, and maybe not knowing.
Yeah.
Even worse. So thank you very much for all this great information. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
Always very nice to see you.
I appreciate making the time. Thank you.